Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
And welcome to ENN on a Monday evening in New York City. A lovely Monday evening. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Who's Spud Murray?
And we'll say good evening to Don.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
That's why it's the champion. That's why.
Get me help.
So good. So good.
Blah.
No, it's not that.
Just doing a show.
Yeah, you are. So, let's go back to the NBA for a moment, shall we?
Why?
Well, because with baseball, it feels very hopeless. The NBA still feels hopeful, but
I love baseball.
Well, no, I know you do. I know you do, but I think we got to talk basketball, too.
Okay.
All right, so let's move into it then. Thank you, Michael. Michelle Roberts, the executive director of the NBPA, talked about what's been going on over the weekend. She said it's not a question of play or not play. It's a question of does playing again harm a movement that we absolutely unequivocally embrace? And then whether our play can, in fact, highlight, encourage, and enhance this movement. I want to be clear that she said this to both Ramona Shelburne and Woj. Okay? I don't know the order in which she said it, but she said it to both of them. Now, Woj was on Golic and Wingle earlier, and he was asked about what LeBron and other top-tier players are going to do.
LeBron carries more weight than any player in the league. He's the most influential player, maybe in professional sports. I don't think that overstates it. Certainly in the NBA. And I think among the players of LeBron's elite tier, you know, the all NBA superstars, you know, certainly especially those on teams who are competing for a championship, who are the contenders, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, they're all determined to play and plan to play.
Now, there are expected to be some players who decide not to play reportedly, but so far there's no indication it would be enough to compromise the league's plans to return. The NBA will release two documents to teams early this week. A letter of agreement to changes in the CBA to accommodate the 22-team restart, and a 125-page health and safety manual. Some players have reportedly privately questioned whether star players will be held to the same quarantine standards as role players, which the NBA and NBPA have insisted would be the case. There's a lot going on here, guys, and you know the one thing is it's sort of like with all the things we're being discussed that are being discussed. Is the spike in coronavirus cases being discussed? Because I feel like there's a chance that so much of this could be for nothing when it's all said and done, depending on what happens over the next month.
It has to be addressed, I would think, Peter, especially the spike in Florida. And, you know, we heard this at the end of last week that the people that will be tending to the hotels, the support people, the people that clean the rooms, the janitorial staff, the people at the desk, the people that work the restaurants, they are not quarantined. So they're going back into a world in Florida where it's spiking. So is that bubble really tight? And does the NBA have to renegotiate with Disney and have those people paid a premium amount where
they
are
really
in fact
a bubble?
Part of the double? Yeah, they're part of the bubble then.
Why couldn't they be part of the bubble?
I mean, couldn't it cost a lot of money, I'm sure.
Well, isn't it worth? I mean, I'm sure it's worth it to make sure that the players are all okay.
You got to go out and get a certain amount of people that are willing to put their life on hold for 3 months, be away from their family for 3 months. So, how much are you going to pay someone who cleans the rooms enough to keep them away from their family, where they might be the only people that care for their family? Be hard. It's not going to be easy.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're going to have to. I mean, they've had time. They might not have time now, but they could have had time to, you know, interview people that they're in a certain part in their life where they can go someplace for 3 months and stay there.
Right. Or I'm surprised they weren't able to figure that out. And you raise the salary. You know, you say, hey, we're willing to pay double or whatever it might be to get staff here. But here's the deal. You're going to live here. I mean,
that's it. You're going to live here.
People go work at sleepaway camps. Like, this is doable.
And then you hire other people to replace the ones that might have to leave. Or you just keep, like, a rotation. And then you make sure that you test the people that come back in.
Michael, sort of like your old starting rotation.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Don't know what you're saying?
So, but there is a way to do it. I would not be comfortable. I'll tell you, to me, for all the things they're discussing, the sticking point for me would be, wait, we're supposedly in a bubble, but there are people coming in and out? That's not a bubble.
You know my chemistry experiment from Friday, right?
What is it again?
A bubble with a hole in it is not a bubble.
Wow. You're so smart.
But it's, you know, air. But let's be honest. I mean, I don't know how to get my head around, you know, cleaning the rooms and everything. But whenever we go for takeout, it's kind of the same thing that they would do when they go to eat. You just do, you practice the social distancing, you wear the mask, right?
But wouldn't it just be easier to say everyone's here?
Well, listen, when they probably put this together, they assumed because of Florida's situation that it wouldn't be an issue. Well, now it's become an issue. So do they have time now to put something together where you can hire certain people where they're going to be in that bubble?
Well, when are they supposed to report? The end of June?
Well, July 10th,
to start.
The camps are opening. But right. But let me ask you this. Are the training, are they going to be training there too? Or is that they when they start playing on July 31st, that's when the hub starts? Like in the NHL, they're going to do their training camp in their respective cities and then enter the hub for the start of the postseason. Are they entering the hub on July 10th, or are they entering Orlando when the season's supposed to start? Because if it's not till the season starts, you've got 6 weeks, almost 7 weeks,
right,
to put together a staff of people that would agree, either paid handsomely or just agree, hey, I think it'd be cool to be away for 3 months. I don't have a family. I'm good. My family understands.
Orlando, Florida. Has Florida entered its second week under the governor's phase two of reopening amid the pandemic? The state continued to report large increases in COVID-19 cases. On Monday, the Department of Health reported 1,758 new cases of COVID-19 since approximately the same time the day before, as well as 7 new deaths. These new statistics bring the total number of coronavirus cases reported in Florida since it was first detected in the state on March 1st to 77,326 and 2,938 deaths. While the new numbers remain high, these positive results are likely stemming from infections up to 2 weeks previous. So anyways.
But you have to realize the people that have gotten it, were they responsible? Or were they going on the beach and not practicing social distancing? You know the people in that hub will all be wearing PPE, all practicing social distancing. So does that change the odds at all? You can't make it zero, but does that change the odds at all?
Well, you can make it zero with a bubble.
So anyways, the WNBA has announced plans for a 22-game season in Florida. It will also begin in late July, and the postseason would end in October. They're still finalizing a partnership with IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The WNBA would use its regular playoff format, with the top 8 teams making it to the postseason. First 2 rounds being single elimination. Top 2 seeds would have byes until the semis. Now, players who choose to not join their teams won't be penalized in the NBA, but they will lose payment on games missed. For players who believe they have a medical reason making them higher risk for COVID-19 and want to be excused with pay, the NBA and NBPA have set up an independent doctor's panel to evaluate the player and make a determination. The Lakers have players who say there's still time to figure things out ahead of the restart. After the call on Friday, and we learned about the faction that's against resuming Orlando, the Lakers feel they have time to figure things out. There's no divide, one Laker told ESPN. Another said they, quote, still have some time to figure things out as a league and as a team. Dwight Howard, though, is among the players dissenting. Guys,
well, that would seem to mean there's a divide, then.
Correct. Now, is Boogie Cousins going to be available for the Lakers?
I don't believe health-wise he will. But, I mean, that's just a guess. Didn't he have an Achilles? Right?
Yeah.
So that was the same surgery as Durant. He had it after. It was the beginning of the training camp, I think. Durant's not coming back.
Yeah, he tore his ACL in August.
No, it was an ACL, not a.
It was ACL, Achilles. Not Achilles. So,
maybe.
I was just curious because that could affect what the role of Dwight Howard, of course, if he was actually available to play.
But if they start playing, that's a year removed from the injury.
Yeah, and that's often an ACL timeline.
Now, maybe he'd like Durant, he just doesn't want to chance it. I don't know. But
speaking of Kevin Durant, glad you mentioned him, Don. He purchased ownership in an MLS club. You know what the name of the Philadelphia team is in the MLS?
No.
Wait. Is that the Union?
Union?
Wow. You know everything, Don. And Don, no yips. You got that right first, too. So, yeah, he has a 5% stake. James Harden, I call him Jim, has a stake in the Houston Dynamo. And Russell Wilson has some in the Seattle Sounders. Players for both the Cowboys and the Texans have tested positive for COVID-19, according to multiple sources. Ezekiel Elliott is one of the players who tested positive. His agent
was ticked off that I got out there. Quoting HIPAA laws.
He's supposedly feeling better, but yeah, is unhappy that it's out there. None of the players had been around each other, supposedly, at least not at the team facility during the offseason. A source said one Cowboy player had flu-like symptoms late last week, but was feeling better, and the other players tested have been asymptomatic. In that episode of The Daily, which I recommend everyone listen to really get a full update on COVID-19, Michael, they're currently saying 33% of the people spreading COVID-19 are asymptomatic. 33%.
Didn't the World Health Association a week ago say it's very unlikely to spread from asymptomatic? Yeah. I mean, the doctors have been so fluid on all of this from the very beginning. I mean, the stories, remember all, way back when masks don't matter. Now it's
masks are everything.
It's illegal to not wear a mask in New York, according to Governor Cuomo.
Unless
so from it doesn't matter, it doesn't help, it doesn't stop the spread, to now you must wear it. That's a big jump.
Everywhere I've been seeing for a while, now it's been a while, says being outside and wearing a mask is all the difference.
Right. And we talked about this before. How would an asymptomatic person spread it?
Breathing.
If they have a mask,
that's the thing.
If everybody has a mask, then you'd cut down drastically. Well, but I mean, there are parts of the country who look at it as political rather than scientific.
And all right,
it's going to be very interesting to see the president's rally on Saturday. How many people in that building, and they're being told not to have that rally, will be wearing masks, and then what kind of transmission will there be in that building? Because people are yelling and cheering. And
masks are going to be standard operating procedure, you would think, for a long, long time, right?
Well, until the vaccine.
Fauci just said that he believes America will not be, quote, back to normal for a year from now, till a year from now.
If ever. Like normal, I mean, I don't mean to sound doom and gloom, but like normal, like compared to what? Like, I don't know if it's ever going to be normal.
By the way, guys, because I'm a hack, and both of you are as well, Boogie had been previously cut from the Lakers after that injury. I forgot about that. But there are articles about a potential reunion with the Lakers.
But I think the cut from the Lakers was simply a roster move. I mean, I think he wants to play there.
Right, that's what I thought too, right? It just didn't make sense for them to keep him on the roster. So we'll see. But yeah, Don, to your point, I think masks are in the game for a very long time.
Especially like any flu season, right? Like I'm used to wearing the masks. Why wouldn't I do that moving forward?
What kind of mask
you have? Such a beautiful face.
What are you guys wearing mask wise?
I have a mask, a medical mask.
That you go medical?
Yeah, I'm not trying to make a fashion statement.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, and it just turned out that like when we all got sick in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl, and the kids were infants at the time. Like Nancy gave me, like, I don't want you feeding the kids. If you're sick, you're going to get them sick. So I went to Walgreens and I bought like 25 surgical masks so that I could feed them without getting them sick. And I just had like 23 left over. So.
And see, the thing is, you guys are out
sick in Minneapolis.
What's that?
I wasn't sick in Minneapolis.
And neither was I.
I got sick.
Now.
I got sick because Andrew bought me a little tiny birthday cake.
No, it was disgusting what he did. Right. And I didn't invite you to the party at Prince's house.
Right.
But no,
you were invited, or I thought I could have went. I declined.
God. No, that didn't happen.
No?
No.
We were all out with Flip, right?
He invited Andrew. That's it.
Yeah, that was the whole story, Don. You didn't care. You wouldn't have gone with a gun to your head.
That's right. See, that's why you didn't ask me. But if I wanted to go, I'm sure you would have helped me out.
Tonight, I really appreciate the way you view me as a friend.
I think you would have made it work. In retrospect,
I could have. It is. I'm pixelated.
Oh my God. And you sound awful. It's terrible.
I sound bad too?
Yeah, you sound like you're underwater. Turning people off.
Hold on. I'm going to disconnect and reconnect. Hold on.
Wind horse at sea.
How do I sound now?
Much bang, better, bang. But you're still pixelating, but please go on.
As long as I sound good. You know I'm a radio vehicle kind of guy.
Oh, now you even look good on TV.
There you go. Alvin Kamara went and checked out some NASCAR this weekend to support Bubba Wallace. Took in his first race Sunday as an invited guest of NASCAR. And was there decked out in full Bubba Wallace number 43 gear. Don,
it was so weird looking at the crowd. There were 1,000 people in a place that could hold like 140,000 people.
I was not, no.
They did have a limited crowd, though?
Yeah, I think 1,000.
Apparently so, if he was there.
I think it was local military people.
Was everyone wearing masks?
I didn't see a close-up shot, so I can't even fake the answer.
Malcolm Jenkins has been hired by CNN as an analyst. He's going to work as a contributor across multiple platforms, talking about social justice and different things like that. Of course, he's been outspoken for a long time now, and we really heard his impassioned Instagram post after the Drew Brees situation. And so now he's working at CNN. Scare for the Ravens, Lamar Jackson took a jet ski tumble, and it was on a video that he posted on social media on Instagram.
What are you doing?
But he's fine.
Yeah, but he wasn't on a jet ski. He was playing.
He tumbled over a jet ski.
He was playing football, like joking around with people, running with the football on a beach, and he happened upon a jet ski. It wasn't like he was on a jet ski.
How do you just run into a jet ski and not notice it there?
because he turned, you know, he had his back turned, like he was running routes, and turned around and the jet ski was right there.
So I envision that scene in Point Break, Peter. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You didn't see Point Break?
You know, I don't think I've ever seen Point Break. I know.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, no,
Patrick
I know.
Swayze.
Oh, yeah. People love it.
He's trying to get in with a surfer slash gang that steals, robs from banks. And he's Johnny Utah. That's his name. Former college football player. And they're on the beach playing football, and it gets a little carried away because they're just too competitive. Makes no sense that you've never seen it, but for the people that have, will enjoy this little conversation.
I know it's upsetting. By the way, in some ways, it's better that he wasn't jet skiing. And I think after watching the highlight, I may think it's worse. He's playing beach football and running pretty hard.
Yeah, there's a football player that tore up his whole life. Forget who it was, a running back, Don.
It was a Patriot running back. I was just trying to think of his name as well.
Oh. And didn't Aaron Boone?
That was playing basketball.
Pickup basketball.
That was basketball, not beach. But there was a famous beach football one. But I don't know. And then he ends up taking the tumble.
Robert Edwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And during a beach football game at the Pro Bowl.
But Lamar ends up like taking a tumble like into the water, like after a long run. I don't know, it would make me a little nervous.
Just like Johnny Utah did. I think they're reenacting the movie, Peter. And if you've seen the movie, you'd understand. Was it at night? Was there a bonfire?
No, I didn't see a bonfire. And it was during the day.
Because if it was
what a take this is that
it was a bonfire, then they would probably like listen. Let's reenact Point Break.
Well, you'd be
that's
so
like,
impressed.
I'm surprised, man. That's like right in your wheelhouse. Like
I know. I should have seen it.
It's not a particularly good movie, but you know, it's one of those kind of guilty pleasure movies where you're like, this is not that great movie, and the next thing you know, an hour went by, and you watched it. You know,
I know people really feel strongly about it.
They remade it a few years ago. Don't fall for that garbage.
Oh, right? Wow.
You got to go it, put for a lot the of Keanu Reeves.
Look firmly, at this garbage. Patrick look at Swayze. This garbage.
You get a little Gary Busey in there, too? Come on. Really? That's magic, Peter. I just described magic.
RJ, what did we agree on? The pronunciation is Chuba Hubbard, correct? Chuba Hubbard is a star running back at Oklahoma State. And his coach, Mike Gundy, decided to go out wearing an OWN shirt.
Not OWN.
No, not Oprah's Network.
No.
Something actually quite different than that. And I have to tell you, I've heard about OWN now a couple of times.
It's interesting.
One America News Network. Apparently, it's filled with crazed right-wing conspiracy theories. And I mean, most specifically, Gundy had referenced watching OWN during a press conference a couple of months ago in which he referred to the coronavirus as the Chinese virus. That did not go over well with the Oklahoma State community at all. Now, his star running back, who in 2019 had 328 carries for 2,094 yards and 21 TDs, has said, quote, "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in our society, and it's unacceptable. I will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change." That's their best player.
2,000 yards rushing.
That's correct.
And then the offensive line tweeted, "As an O-line, we stand and support Chuba." And then Amen Ogbong Bamiga said, "I stand with him," in another tweet. Then A.J. Green III, he said, "I can't stay silent anymore. Call a spade a spade." Justice Hill tweeted out, "OSU athletics and university need major change. 100% support, brother." I mean, what is Gundy doing? I mean, it's almost like he's trying to antagonize people.
No, absolutely. The words you use, Michael, that network's to the right of Genghis Khan.
Right. And you're allowed to watch that network. But in today's climate, what he's doing is he's rubbing his beliefs in your face without really saying his beliefs. He brought this up before. Right. I'm sure he owns a lot of OSU T-shirts.
No, he was trolling. Well, like I said, listen, if you believe that and you want to watch that network, fine. That's not my point. But you're sending out a certain message when you're wearing that shirt.
You know what? I mean, you know.
You can't say, oh, that was the only thing that was clean.
Oklahoma State spokesperson said Monday the school had no comment. No, I'm sorry. You have to have a comment. He's an employee of the state. It's not a private university. It's Oklahoma State University.
Right.
And he said that he actually watches OAN, because they, quote, just report the news without commentary. He doesn't like the mainstream media.
I looked at their Twitter page. It doesn't seem that that's what they do.
No. I've watched it just out of curiosity. That's an ill-informed comment. They're all about commenting on the news. Stop yourself.
His players should walk out. If they really feel like this, they should all walk out, and then let's see what OSU does. Every single one of his players, I'm not going to play. So this guy's trolling them by wearing an OAN T-shirt.
I mean, he didn't think. Now,
I'm not, and believe me, I'm not trying to be part of cancel culture. I'm not. But this is, he's going out of his way at this day and time and what's happening on the planet to troll people. And that's just wrong.
Well, and think about who you're trolling. Think about who your team's comprised of. You know, he didn't decide to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. In support of his
players. No, that's why, I mean, he's entitled to watch that network and believe in what that network is promoting. That's fine. It's a free country. But read the room. He was sending a message out because he knew that his team would have a problem with it. And that's why he wore it.
Well, that's a bad choice. And you should be punished for that. That doesn't make sense. Ohio State asked their athletes and parents to accept COVID-19 risk waiver, and all the football players signed. The Buckeye Pledge
robots
asked players to, quote, help stop the spread of COVID-19 and accept I may be exposed to COVID-19 and other infections.
But this is the way of the world. If you want to do something, you're going to sign anything. Do you realize that the people that are going to the presidential rally on Saturday, in order to get in, they have to sign a waiver that they won't sue anybody if they get sick?
Now, Ohio State backs it up by saying they did this so if an administrator sees a student athlete not wearing a mask or social distancing, they can say, hey, you made a commitment. Is that really what it's for?
The world is a crazy, crazy place.
Daniel Berger won at Colonial as the PGA returned and had a safe and successful tournament over the weekend.
Doesn't he have 28 rounds under par?
Yeah, 28th consecutive at par or better.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, those are good rounds.
And he was really on fire before the shutdown, and obviously stayed in great shape. And also, your favorite player,
Bryson DeChambeau.
Right.
M. Night Shyamalan.
He put on like 30 pounds of muscle. Completely different guy.
Really, Bryson looked
drives,
good.
His drives were like 30 or 40 yards farther than before.
He went full Koepka.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
A lot of good-looking guys in golf, right? Yeah. Is that the best-looking sport?
RJ.
RJ, by the way, texts me that even he has seen Point Break, and he never sees anything.
I just want the drop, RJ, of Don saying, a lot of good-looking guys in golf, right? I think it'll go nicely with his I despise golf and golf's garbage.
But I don't allow my hatred for golf to get in the way of...
No, you're unbiased.
See? A lot of good-looking guys in golf, right?
The way he said it, too. Lowered his voice.
And I know.
I've got no problem analyzing. I have no problem with it.
Can't wait.
I watch golf. With my sexuality, and if I see something that's good looking, I'm going to say it's good looking. And it seems like I watch all sports; they've got the most good looking guys. Period.
Wow. Hey, listen, I respect you so much, guys. Christian Hackenberg is making a comeback.
You should have put this earlier.
To baseball. He is trying to make a return to baseball. He's a right-handed pitcher, supposedly has a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. We wouldn't know. We never saw it.
There's no idea football. Where it's going.
But he wants to give this a shot. Now, before he got a football scholarship at Penn State, he played baseball at the Fork Union Military Academy in Fork Union, Virginia. He pitched mainly in relief.
What is it called?
And get this, get this. Showing a live but erratic arm. Perfect.
I don't blame the guy. Go for your dream.
Well,
yeah, but he pitched to like a 7.5 earned run average in high school.
He in 25 and
but
two-thirds.
But he gave innings, Don.
25 and two-thirds innings.
Innings, either.
Apparently he did.
Not that many innings. He struck out 33 batters, 40 walks.
Wait, how many innings? So 33 batters and how many innings?
25 and two-thirds.
That's he was great at the FU Academy.
Right. Go ahead. And the walks,
5 HBPs.
That's hit by pitches.
That's right. 7.36 ERA.
How is that going to translate to anything, Mike?
But as a hitter,
oh.
10 home runs and batted 378 in 148 at-bats.
Interesting.
See, that's a different story.
But he wants to pitch.
And by the way, if he starts jacking, all of a sudden his nickname becomes Christian Jackenberg. Now you got something.
Now, who's the Jets GM that drafted him?
That would be Mike Maccagnan.
So if Maccagnan gets a baseball job, boom, he's going to draft this guy high.
Also, lastly, guys.
I'd love the Mets to get him, and then he battles with Tebow. For
oh, that's
on
the big. Tonight, 9 p.m., SportsCenter special, the return of sports, a two-hour special hosted by our buddy Greeny. He's talking with the commissioners from six of the top American professional team sport leagues to discuss the return to competition in
and
the
five
midst
of them are
of
actually returning.
Yeah, and five of them actually plan.
You can't make this up. Manfred's on that show being interviewed, the return to sports, and he's saying there's a chance we won't return.
Bob Manfred.
That's exactly right.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.